your major at Kappa?
Kappa, I'm an instrumentalist who plays trumpet.
So you can do both, right? Depending on what your interest ultimately be. Kappa, it's the Creative and Performing Arts High School at Pittsburgh Public Schools, but their traditional academic programs there are really full of rigor and discipline. A lot of people don't realize that. It's more than music and art. Let's turn around to Sophie now. What are you thinking about?
I just thought this was a really good opportunity, being interested in math and science. For my future, I'm thinking about dermatology. I do cosmetology as a program through my high school, so I just really love the like hair, skin, and nails, and I think that that's something that I could build off of that.
That's fascinating, and it could be understanding various products or even developing products of your own. And let me remind you, Sophie is 16 and is about to be a junior at Keystone Oaks. Sedona is 15 at Trinity Christian School and is about to go into 10th grade.
Yeah, so for the longest time, since I can remember, since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a doctor. I haven't like really decided what kind of doctor yet, but like I'm leading towards like pediatrician. So I've always been really interested in biology and being able to learn all the science I can. And so I wanted to get more into depth in that. And so my mom told me about this program, and I was like, oh, this sounds like amazing. This is going to be a way for me to build up my skills, learn things that I didn't know before, and like put myself ahead of the game, and just like being able to put myself in a better position for like when I go to college, so that like I kind of already know some of the basic things already. So just like being able like to build up on things so that it can like help me out in the future.
Excellent. And then just as we began with Trista earlier, we're going to end with her. Although you kind of mentioned Trista is 17, heading into her senior year at Pittsburgh Obama. You're thinking of lab work?
Yes. When I had first taken biology in ninth grade, I was not interested in it at all. I kind of didn't understand it. And then I took chemistry, and that's when I really started to have a love for science. And then I wanted to be, I want to be a medical laboratory scientist, like in the lab, hospital lab, running blood samples and stuff like that. So when I told my chemistry teacher that, he had told me about this program, but this was last year, so I had missed the deadline for last year. So I'm just really grateful that I was able to get into it this year, and it was just a great opportunity to see what it's like actually being in a lab, since that's what I want to do.
You all amaze me, talking to each of you. Did anybody want to say anything else that I might not have given them an opportunity to say? And I see that it was a good thing I asked that.
Well, I just wanted to finish up what I was saying, that, you know, I mean, like, for me, since I was young, I've always been a little bit, like, you know, afraid of contracting, like, a bad disease and stuff. But that, like, kind of, like, afraidness caused me to kind of study a lot into biology, and it really, like, invigorated my interest in biology. So, I mean, it was just great. I mean, like, and I encourage anyone who's, like, scared of like being in science and all that stuff to really like just give it, just explore a little bit, and you know, you'll find that you know science is cool, and it may be seen as maybe nerdy, but it's really awesome, and we do stuff that helps people in the world. So I mean, yeah, it's just awesome.
Thanks for adding that. Anybody else with anything I didn't give you a chance to mention? Who are the names of, it's Jess is the lab instructor, right? Jess and Becca, I believe, is Becca also involved? Anybody else we should mention?
I just want to say it's Becky.
Oh, it's Becky. Yeah. Thank you. So it's Becky and Jess. I appreciate that. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry. And also, like, two of our collaborating lab leaders, Scott, who's from Colorado, he's been the one, like, giving us a lot of the protocols and providing us with, like, the sponges to work with. And then Tara, who is also a collaborator, but she kind of works more in the immunity field of things.
Anybody we happen to leave out, thanks to you as well. Thanks to all of you, Sophie, Sedona, Aiden, Trista, Jacob. I can't wait to see what's next for you guys. Broadcasting live. Oh, by the way, that's the Gene Team, University of Pittsburgh. And you can learn more at biology.pitt.edu or search on Gene Team, University of Pittsburgh. You'll find them there. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, and slvradio.org/radio.
Every state has something its Rotary Club can boast of. Some product that the state produces the most of. Rhode Island is little, but oh my, it has a product anyone would buy. Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky, ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Now cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming, a camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, so why should you be blue? For you come from Rhode Island, don't
That is the group known as Bed here at the Saturday at Light Brigade. That's a group I discovered by listening to the radio. I was listening to the radio station KMOX in St. Louis, and that group was on being interviewed and performing, and I was so enchanted. I reached out to them because I wanted to share their music with you. I hope occasionally those things happen here, whether it be music we play inspiring you or perhaps our Youth Express features from the last hour inspired you. Thank you for being along with us today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
We're almost ready. We need a little bit more time to get the folks ready. We're going to do that while we listen to Paul Jeremiah. I'm not going to rush anything. Oh, so close. Aliquid Novi is going to be joining us, featuring Adam Levine and Deb Cook, who are being set up right now. I don't need an excuse to listen to Paul Jeremiah. Here he is.
I never sailed a ship out on the ocean breeze, but I've been adrift since the day that I could see. Don't ask me where I've been, I just roll along. I learned about love just like I learned right and wrong.
familiar face like the words to my own song. Don't ask me how I know, they just come along. And if a fog comes in, bad weather's coming down, I just take in my sails and hope I don't drown. Don't ask me why, I just roll around the world and then beyond. But I can sit right here and tell you I am gone. Don't ask me where I just roll along. And if a fog comes in, bad weather's coming down, I've just taken my sails. Don't drown. Don't ask me why, I just roll along. 'Cause I never sailed a ship out on the ocean breeze, but I've been adrift since the day that I could see. Don't ask me where I've been, I just roll along.
Paul Jeremiah, with a tune we've been playing for years, and it just always seems to be a nice song to relax to, listen to, and I'm grateful that you're here listening to us. Hello to Rick in Highland Park. I just sent you an acknowledgement to an email you sent probably an hour ago. I apologize. I missed it. It fell through the cracks. But gosh, I was talking earlier about having been on the roof of the Cathedral of Learning, and Rick also has been, and he shared some stories, and I shared some back with him. The group, or the duo that you're about to hear from, is called Liquid Novi, and Adam Levine and Deb Cook are the two members. They will open up with a tune, and then we'll learn more about them and their music. So join me now as we welcome Liquid Novi.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great to be here. This is a tune called Drone Soup. Thank you.
victory flight. Voice in our heads, telling secrets, and I think I know why. Got my jumpsuit on, got my shirt and tie. Try and hide, I'm gonna find you. Got my ego. Touch the sky, try and hide. I'm gonna find you, gonna find you. See the color. Oh, see no other, no other.
There, you've got Liquid Novi, and I'd like to have you meet each of the musicians. And Deb, I'll start with you. You're out in Greenfield,
yes.
And Deb Cook, I should say. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with music, when you began singing. And
oh, geez. Probably before I could speak, I've been singing. Grew up in the church. Choir, chorus, played French horn, piano, a little bit of percussion. But as far as Pittsburgh goes, I started in the music scene in like 2013, I believe. And I actually own Still Kitty Productions. So I help local musicians here in Pittsburgh, mostly underrepresented voices, women, people of color, people on the LGBTQIA plus spectrum. And I just, you know, I've been doing that for 10 years, creating shows and selling merch, singing harmonies, whatever a musician needs. I've been, you know, pretty much helping them for over 10 years. So
where were you raised? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. I knew at 3 that I was going away to college. I didn't know what college was. I just knew it was away. It was just a little too slow for me. And then I made my way to Geneva College, which was also a little slow. And then I came here to Pittsburgh and has made this home for 24
pace.
Years.
20, better pace for you.
Better pace for me, yeah. So I've been here for about 24 years, yeah.
Let me turn to Adam Levine, who was playing guitar on that last song. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, aside from the obvious similarity in name to a musician that some people might also already be familiar with, I got started with music not dissimilar to the way that Deb did. Early experiences, it was everywhere at home. Got kind of mystified by the way that sounds would be with the reverb in different spaces like that. The way that things echo and the way that sound moves, I think, has always been something that excited me about it, and the different ways that different spaces shape it. So I really enjoy kind of the technical side of things, but also the feeling of writing. Where it almost feels sometimes when you really get something that's working well, it almost feels like an inevitability.
when did you notice these aural perceptions for the way things sound?
I think so. I mentioned we listened a lot at home. A lot of times, like if there was cleaning or whatever, a big family project to be done, there was always something on, a soundtrack to that activity. And I think that was probably and not that I think I was conscious of it necessarily then, but this is me years later kind of thinking back. And I think just, you know, moving through different rooms, the way that a person or a choir singing in a church or a chapel, like Deb mentioned, and the way that, you know, those structures are designed specifically to cause certain effects with the sound for all kinds of different reasons. So, I mean, like purpose-built spaces to affect sound in a certain way is a fascinating thing to me. I mean, this room is one of them, right? It's
sure.
A lot of thought and work went into making this room sound as beautiful as it does.
Oh, thanks. And you're in McMurray.
Yes.
Which puts the two of you, makes your rehearsing probably a little bit of a...
We've been meeting in South Park, trying to rehearse outside.
Or you've come, like...
Or I come to Deb.
Yeah, he's been very kind. It's been, you know, one time I'll go down to him, and one time, you know, he'll come up to me.
There is, the ensemble's slowly growing, so eventually we're going to have to find a more traditional practice space,
because,
I think, where drums and things can exist.
Well, but who's going to be on drums?
Evan, my brother, is the drummer for the band, actually.
Travis Dodge on bass. And Nick on keys.
Nick Brozek on keys.
So the band is growing.
It's growing.
Excellent. Who wrote the song you opened with?
And me. I should say things on a radio show, not just raise my hand.
That's okay.
Adam wrote all of them.
Good to know. What's the next one you would like to do?
This next tune is a song called Vessels. Both of these are from an album that released back in March called Heat, kind of dealing with feelings that came up around summertime for me in a lot of different ways. So very appropriate for today's weather.
Have some water.
I've been thinking.
He has to go high. He needs a little water.
Everyone should hydrate. It's important.
A song about finding, learning what carries you through difficulties.
What carries you? drifting around Red River of sound in deep dreams. We swim deep down, deep down.
Deb Cook and Adam Levine, the group Liquid Novi, and you can find them at liquidnovi.com. A very interesting looking steampunkish kind of website. what made you decide to do that?
My first interaction with like learning to make things on a computer, other than scribbling around in MS Paint, was my cousin and I got into HTML, like when we both had computers in our homes for the first time as kids. And I've been sort of like fascinated with just the basics of that kind of stuff, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, ever since then. And I wanted to. I wrote the website myself as a single page site that would react as though it was its own little sort of like old school computer application. You know, you can see like the prompts that show up when you hover and all that.
I like it. It was fun.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad.
To go look. And Liquid, you were starting. I don't generally like to analyze band names, but what were you telling me? It's a little...
It's bad Latin for something new. I have been told by people who know much better than I would about how like that language actually works that it doesn't exactly mean something new, but it's close. But when I was away from music for a long time. I like Deb got started in the early 2010s kind of time.
And he was actually in one of my first shows.
One of those first Steel Kitty production shows.
Yeah, it was a Creative Life show at Mr. Smalls in like 2014, 2015.
Mm-hmm. But I was active and playing shows and doing a lot of things up through about 2016, and then a lot of stuff happened in a very short period of time, and I don't know. I dropped a lot of stuff, and music was one of them, and that wasn't a good thing for me to be away for a while. But when I came back to it, which was, I think, with the pandemic and all of the other things that were happening around that time frame when we were first being locked down and all that, the creative outlet became more and more of a necessity for me, and so. When I started writing again, I wanted to create a sort of clear message to myself that this was I wanted to do things differently than I had done before. I wanted to approach songwriting and performance differently than I had done before. And so it's a mnemonic device for me as much as a band name.
Well, it's I'm glad you mentioned that because pathways, everybody's pathways, vary and undergo twists and turns unexpected conditions. I often think about the pandemic and one thing, well, I don't often think about it, but when I think about the pandemic, I often think we forget that nobody knew how long it was going to last. Yeah. When it first occurred, it's like, okay, it's going to be a week, a month, 3 years. And it's very, in retrospect, we tend to think that we must have known exactly how long it was going to be.
It's easy to look back and say, oh, it was just X amount of time. But like you said, it was scarier because you didn't know.
Yeah. 2020, I think it really helped me get rid of things that weren't important. Mm-hmm. Really focused more on, I mean, I'm still learning, but I am learning to do the things that I need to keep me okay. And music is one of those things. And at the beginning of the year, I said to all my friends, because I would sing here and there with different people. Like, I would sing a song with Liz Berlin or Brad Yoder or Morgan Arena or Amy Mellison. You know, like, I would sing songs with people that I knew. But I told Brad this year, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to sing more. So if you need me, I'm here, you know. And
you've been singing more.
I've been singing a lot more. Adam at Acoustic Cafe, he always says, guys, I don't want to be the only one that uses her.
Deb will invite me to essentially like take her slot, play one of my songs in her slot at the open mic, which if for anyone who's listening that doesn't know, those spots in that list are not always easy to come by. I appreciate you sharing those with me, but also... There's so much harmony that could be put on so many songs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know you do a great job with
that. Yeah, listeners beyond Pittsburgh or who are not as familiar with Pittsburgh's acoustic music scene, Deb and Adam are talking about some regular open mics as well as some, you know, very... ingrained,
very well-known musicians
some musicians who are well-known here in the community and in some cases beyond for the work that they've been doing. Speaking of which, Friday, July 25th, you'll be at Mr. Small's Cafe from 7 to 11 as part of a show with Amy and Kylie.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's information there at the website I mentioned before. What would you like to do next?
This is going to be a song called The Valley Below.
I do want to talk a little bit. After this, you can find us at one of those open mics. We're going to be Acoustic Cafe.
Today
is going to be outdoors of Mr. Small's on the Butler Street stage. It's free for anybody. There'll be food and drink and things provided, but that'll be from 3 to 7.
Yeah, we're heading there right after this.
And then I am actually hosting Acoustic Cafe on the 21st, and we will be doing some songs there, which then brings us to the July 25th, which is a Steel Kitty production that I put together with us two,
Amy
Mellison, and Kylie Coke. Yep.
Excellent. The song again?
This is The Valley Below. It's a song about peace. And I told Deb the other day, I hate that it keeps getting more and more relevant.
Out in the sunrise and glistening dew, 100 to meet us in cavalry too. Time to get on with our work, even though we'll be held to pay in the valley below. Pack up your bags, boys, we're hitting the road. We march half a mile, boys, and 9 more to go. When we get to town, boys, there's one thing I know.
valley below. And here is a man with his gun by his side. There one meets the end of another man's night. Crank on a Richard, he's Jenny's new boat. They all met the maker in the valley below. So grab what you can and then come back for nothing for no one. Kick in the door, tell them it's their fault for being too slow. Then go meet your maker in the valley below.
Liquid Novi, they sing well together, don't they? You can go to their website, liquidnovimusic.com, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live on public radio stations, and thank you for doing that. There's one more song for Deb Cook and Adam Levine to do. What is it?
This is a tune called Flood. It's a song about kind of washing things away and starting fresh. Thank you so much for having us, by the way.
Thank
I really
you so
appreciate
much.
It.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Ty, thank you. We love you.
Ty, if you're wondering, is the person who books our show.
And a wonderful songwriter and
musician herself, yes.
Streets overflowing,
Liquid Novi, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Greg Brownlow at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Sighting every distant star, I was not far from home. Sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone.
Is a song by Kevin Slick, simply called Agitate. There's a good kind of agitate. Just like there's a good kind of trouble sailing down my golden river by Greg Brown, a Pete Seeger song, delivered by Greg Brown. Thank you for being with us, Claire. Hello, I just got your message and replied to it. Thanks to all of our guests today, Kelsey Ford, with information on the Handmade Arcade Youth Accelerator. Ayana Singh, talking about her incredible work to help diagnose and classify forms of autism. Incredible, period. But she's 15. and is going into 10th grade at North Allegheny. Her Instagram is at EqualSpeaks. Thanks to Sophie, Sedona, Aiden, Trista, and Jacob, representing the University of Pittsburgh Gene Team Summer Program, for their articulate and educational discussion of the work they are doing. And finally, thanks to Adam Levine and Deb Cook of Liquid Novi for being with us in our last hour. Chad Green is our technical director. Ella Storm, technical associate. And in addition to the many things they do during the week related to all things SLP, they are the ones who make sure our live features sound so good on a Saturday morning. Todd Chorosky books our program. Joseph Kukula manages our youth media center, which has been quite busy this week with the beginning of our summer camps, which have been led by Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, and Megan Valley. Monet West is an intern with us this summer, as is Lila George. Deanna Beringer is our director of programs. Robert Gray is our director of operations. Ben Rutkowski is our manager of special projects. And Ricky Berger is our manager of me, Larry Berger. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Questions, comments, we hope you'll write. Our address is slb@slbradio.org. We answer our mail. You'll write. Our address is slb@slbradio.org. We answer our mail.
City Online Radio. It is 12 o'clock.